Community activists and South LA residents gathered on the corner of 54th and 2nd Avenue today to spread the word about a 40-hour moratorium on killing. It coincides with the 40th anniversary of Dr. King's death. Eddie Jones is president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association.
We're here today for the 40-hour moratorium because, as you well know, Dr. King fought for peace and for justice. Now, Dr. King said, "I might not get there with you." He said, "but I have a dream." And in his dream, he wanted peace for everyone, peace in our community, peace for it didn't matter if you were black or white or Latino or Asian. Martin Luther King fought for peace for everyone. So we're doing the 40-hour moratorium to get 40 hours of peace in our community. And in that time, if we could save just one life, we've succeeded in what we put out to do.
Jones and other civil rights leaders gathered at the spot where 13-year-old Curtis Richardson was murdered on March 17th. The area has the highest homicide rate in L.A. Lita Heron is a representative for the Youth Advocacy Coalition. She read off names of young people who had been victims of homicide this month.
13-year-old Curtis Richardson, who we're here to memorialize. And
she called for more support from the community as she reflected on Dr. King's legacy.
You know, it's all about Dr. King, his history, his sacrifice, and how far we've come. Have we reached his dream? In 2008, and we actually, 40 years later, gotten the things that he asked for 40 years ago. Have we actually attained that? And when you look at my community, the answer is no. Our kids are killing themselves. They're killing each other.
Heron and friends of Curtis Richardson said a prayer for victims of violence at the gathering. High school student Markeisha Foster was among them.
I just found out what happened. It's like, it happens all the time, so like, I can't just cry after everything now. I'm used to it now.
While residents remembered friends and family they've lost to violence, Eddie Jones expressed hope that Dr. King's dream would continue to resonate.
We've come a very long way. A lot of things have changed since the Civil Rights Bill was passed in 1964. As far as affirmative action and jobs and people being able to live where they want to live and people being able to get a good wage and people having the right to vote and everything else, it's been a lot of great changes. But there's still great work to be done. There's still great changes to be made. And that's why King's dream is still alive, because it's people like us who are out here on the front line working hard to help make change to see better things happen.
In remembrance of Dr. King's assassination, a candlelight tribute will be held tomorrow at Celis King's Civil Rights Bust at 6:01 p.m., the exact time and date he was killed 40 years ago. Daryl Perinata, Annenberg Radio News.